Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Master Edmund Sharfella. I'm president and CEO of United Martial Arts Centers Franchise Incorporated. We're one of the first martial arts schools in the country to start franchising. We presently have 6 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. I've been training in the martial arts since 1973, and I train under Grandmaster Byung-Min Kim. I run the Warwick location with my wife, Teresa, who's a master instructor, and also my son, Ed, who's a master instructor. Is there anybody out there who is running a summer camp presently? Or are we on lecture mode now?
I took it off of lecture so they can answer.
Yes, we are running a small one.
Okay. And how long have you been in business?
We are about 12 years.
Okay, great. Well, we have great success with it, and what I'd like to do is start off with what is the goal? Why do we run a summer camp? You know, a lot of people, when I tell them about summer camp, say it's a lot of work. Well, it is a lot of work, but we like to provide our clients with a full-day summer camp program to promote the character development skills that United Martial Arts Centers has to offer with excellent martial arts training and to make it really fun for the kids. What's the purpose of this? Well, our purpose is to develop new after-school students and new evening students. We also run an after-school program where we transport children from their schools to our location, and it's a very successful program for us. We also want to increase the school income. Our summer camp program at this time is $250 a week with a one-time $100 registration fee. The second child is 10% off. We run this from June 25th until August 17th. Some of our locations run it a little longer. Some run 10 weeks. It all depends on what you want to do. You can run it 8 to 10 weeks. How do we go about doing this? What's our plan of action? Well, we usually start off by doing a direct mail piece. We use InfoUSA. You can go to www.infousa.com. They're a very helpful company. We get mailing lists of households 5 to 7 mile radius from our location, children 5 to 12 years old with income level of about $50,000 and above. We also want them to own their own home, and we want the home value to be anywhere from $150,000 to over $1 million, but it all depends on your demographics of your area. We develop a postcard or a direct mail piece, and we advertise our 8 to a 10-week program. We use the same ad concept and put a 1/6 to a quarter page ad in a local newspaper once a week. We develop a poster for the school and flyers for the staff to hand out. We email our students and our leads. During that first month, during April, we usually schedule our field trips. We run 1 to 2 field trips per week. And we would recommend highly that you do local field trips. You can hire a bus company. We use our own vehicles. We have our own vans. We recommend that you use a 15-passenger van. We have had school buses before, but we like 15-passenger vans better. And, you know, we start enrolling students in our summer camp program as early as March. In May, we repeat the marketing from April. We're very, very conscious about doing that. We stay with that system, and it works very well for us. We plan staffing for camp. We recommend a 10-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, but you really have to check with your state regulations. We enroll more campers, and we order the camp T-shirts at that time. June, once again, we're continuing our marketing and our advertising. We meet with the staff. We review summer camp plans and activities. We have an open house. We usually do that June 9th. It's usually closer to the beginning of June to meet the parents, review what we're going to be doing, and set up parent conferences so that about one halfway through their summer camp, We set up a conference, a parent-teacher conference, so that we can talk to them about their child's progress, but also talk to them about enrolling if they're not already members. Now, one of the important things that I would think, if you, even if you already have an existing program, if you don't, you need personnel. There needs to be a chain of command. You need to have a camp director. Camp director could be your head instructor. That person oversees the, and directs camp. Their basic function would be to interviewing and hiring staff, administering camp budget and equipment lists, planning camp calendar. We do our week. We have thematic weeks, so every week there's something different going on during camp. This entices people to continue because you're not doing the same thing over and over again. And sometimes we have it coincide with the field trips that we're going on. So if we're going, sometimes we go to a place called the Franklin Mine, and its focus is geology. So we talk about minerals and rocks all week long, and we try to have that kind of focus. The director would also direct the staff and he would run camper orientation. He would be in charge of evaluating the staff and the programs, instruction or martial arts lessons and activities, and managing the internal building and maintenance. Next most important person, I guess, would be your counselors. They report to the director. They're responsible for implementation of the group's activities as planned and the direct management of the activities of the campers. They enable the campers and participants to gain the maximum pleasure from their camp experience. Their basic function would be consider safety all the time, maintain proper positive attitude and behavior to lead campers by example, manage the activities for the group, develop rapport with the members of their group, discover new ways to make activities more enjoyable, display black belt character and integrity at all times, make every attempt at interesting and involving every camper in all activities, prepare and be responsible for necessary reports, submit daily accident reports promptly, be proactive in prevention of injury by promoting a safe play, setting examples, and safety instructions, encouraging all the campers to assume responsibilities and demonstrate excellent character, and provide basic first aid and summon medical assistance if needed. Their experience should be, and their knowledge and requirements should be, they should be at least 16 years old. We like to hire from within. We like to hire our higher belts. This is a really excellent way to give people the dream of not only becoming black belts, but becoming instructors, because we like to be able to give them the ability to come and work for us as staff members and potentially open up their own school someday by purchasing a franchise for us. General activities and supervision. Once again, the ratio of counselors to campers should be 1 to 10. All counselors are orientated in regards to the safety precautions and hazards that are related to each activity. All staff members are expected to participate in the activities. No one should leave their group for any reason other than bathroom needs. Every camper must be accompanied by a staff member when leaving the group for any reason. The way we start our day is the parents drop their children off. The parents are required to bring their children into the facility when they drop them off. They come in and they sign their children in. At the end of the day is a pickup. They also have to come in. They have to sign their child out. When we do enroll the people, we ask that they give us the names of who will be allowed to pick their children up. If a person comes to pick the child up and they are not on this list, we do not release the child. That's very important. Basic activities that we run would be social skills, leadership skills, arts and crafts, reading, gym games, because you can't do martial arts all the time. We do about one or two martial arts class a day, depending on what we're doing that day. So if we're going on a field trip, we'll probably only do one martial arts class. And, of course, we go on field trips. What does a typical day start with? Well, we have a drop-off between 7:30 and 9 o'clock, and we do that because working parents cannot drop their children off at 10 o'clock. They have to be at work. And we have parents that commute into New York City, so they have to be given time to do that. So we have a 7:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock drop-off. That point in time is quiet time. The children are reading. They're doing board games. 9 o'clock to 9:30, they're changing into their uniforms. We start talking about we read them a story at the beginning of the week, which kind of gives them, which is about the theme of the week, whether it be integrity, perseverance, indomitable spirit, self-control, appreciation, gratitude, respect, whatever the theme is for that week. We pre-frame them on Monday and read them a story about it. 9:30 to 10:30, we run a martial arts class. 10:30 to 11 o'clock, they change out. 11:30 to 12:30, half of them play games and half of them eat their lunch. 12:30 to 1 o'clock, we have a quiet time for reading. Young children get read to by their instructors. We also have a very unique program that we've instituted within our organization where children get rewarded for reading books. It's the martial arts reading program. So there's actually different belt levels that they can attain by the amount of books they read. So we motivate them to read more by doing that. About 1 o'clock to 2:30, half of them play a game. The other half will do arts and crafts. 2:30 to 2, they switch. 2 o'clock to 2:30, the group, we talk about group character development, skills and training. 2:30 to 3 o'clock, they change out for class again. 3 to 3:45, they have another class. 3:45 to 4:15, they change out. 4:15 to 5, there's group games, age appropriate. We do word games. We do math games. And 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, they clean up the dojang. They put away their belongings. And it's quiet time until their parents come to pick them up. We actually have a pretty extensive operations manual that goes into extreme detail about how to run the camp for our different locations. I could talk about how to orientate your staff, if that would be good. Staff orientation program, we usually do that once again in June, and it's done by the camp director. Since the counselors for summer camp are either already employed or are high-ranking students and are trusted, they already possess the knowledge of our systems, teaching philosophy, safety awareness, and familiarity with our facility. To supplement their knowledge, we reinforce their skills and ensure the safe and proper running of summer camp. The following issues are talked about at this meeting. And, you know, this is extremely important. If you have well-trained staff, then your camp is going to run smoothly, and your campers and students are going to have an excellent experience. But if your staff is not well-trained and they're just doing it from the seat of their pants, it's not going to be a good experience for anybody. So we talk about group assignments. We review the chain of command. We talk about their responsibilities. We tour the facility for hazard areas, especially construction, extra responsibility. We talk about taking attendance, health issues and reporting, leadership by example, techniques for controlling the group and group functions, daily reporting, recognition and reporting of child abuse allegations, the camp medical plan, safety, recognizing, reporting, and reacting to injuries and illness, monitoring group activities, transportation safety, and between activity transit safety, policing areas for hazards, awareness of maintenance problems and the need for modification and repair, proper incident reports, waterfront supervision when we go swimming, review of hazardous areas near our site, fire safety drills, lighting safety, lost camper plan, camp evaluation procedures, field trip procedures, attire. All staff members must wear a UMAC camp shirt every day, and these are to be clean and neat and not redesigned in any way. The staff shirt means easy identification for the campers and the parents. Slacks, jeans, and shorts should be in good taste, neat and clean. We usually recommend that they wear their black instructor pants and their shirt. Sneakers should be worn by the staff participants when they're traveling outside of the school. We talk about their salary, talk about attendance. Each staff member must sign in the camp office. All staff members arrive at camp no later than 9:15 a.m. No absences are allowed unless one is ill or has a family emergency. Your pay will be docked each day you are absent. If you will be absent, you must call us in advance. Each counselor must keep a daily record of camper attendance. We talk about the characteristics to exhibit. It's important that your campers are positive, they have high energy, and they're respectful, and they treat the campers with respect. Pleasing personality, a spirit of cooperation, the ability to work with groups and with each other, imagination and initiative, reliability, sincerity and personal integrity, high idealism, patience and capacity for persistent effort, enthusiasm and youthful spirit, personal experience of the joy and self-expression and achievement through play, common sense, a sense of humor, tact, poise, self-confidence, patience, firmness, self-control, resourcefulness, and above all, a love for his work and a deep interest in his life and guiding the students. We do have very specific rules for camp. No smoking will be allowed. Absolutely no drinking of alcohol beverages anywhere while campers are under our care. Breach of the rule is grounds for immediate dismissal. No use of drugs of any kind. Any staff member who needs medication must report us to the camp director. Attendance at camp and orientation sessions is required. Punctuality is important. It means arriving at camp on or before time. Staff t-shirts are required. No hitting is allowed for any reason. This will be immediate dismissal. So you're not allowed to strike any of the campers. Private vehicles belonging to the staff are not to be used transporting campers unless permission has been given or granted by the master instructor. Profane language will not be tolerated. This is all really important. It sounds very like you should just take it for granted. But I think it's extremely important that you let your staff know these things in advance. And we have all of our full-time members sign employment agreements, so there's no miscommunication. But I would make sure that everybody gets a copy of this and signs off on it so they understand and there's no miscommunication about the responsibilities, about what they need to do, how they're to act. When we run the camper orientation program, we usually do that so that we can let the parents understand what we're going to be doing, what our goal is, and so that we have them on board so that they see the value in our program and they support it and encourage their child. We like to give them a tour of the facility, show them the location of the office, toilets, boundaries, fire exits, and equipment. Explain emergency procedures to them, fire safety, medical safety and awareness, general rules and safety, general camp rules, proper attire, procedures for reporting incidents. One of the most important things you can do is you need an incident report. If you have two campers and they're playing a game, a relay race, and they run into each other and they bump heads, an incident report must be immediately written up. So when the parent comes in and picks up their child, they say, why does Johnny have this bruise on his forehead? And maybe we have quite a few campers here. We can have anywhere from 50 to 100 campers in our program. One of the counselors might not know right offhand. It might not have been his group, but he could say, let me check the incident reports. He goes to the incident report, and there's a detailed report written up saying Johnny ran into Sam, they bumped heads, ice was applied, they sat down, they rested for a half an hour, 20 minutes, and it was determined that they were okay to continue. So then the mother or the father who picks them up knows that we're doing a good job and that their child is being well taken care of. I think that's a lot of information. What I think I'd like to do now is I would like to open up and take questions to see if anybody has questions about what I talked about so far.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure I had the lines open. So if you guys have any questions, just take yourself off of star six and ask away. Well, if no one else is going to jump right in there, I have a few questions.
Okay.
That was some very detailed information. I really appreciate that. I would like to go back to something you mentioned about your postcard, your direct mail pieces.
Yes, ma'am.
That you send out with InfoUSA.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, what type of offer do you put on there? Do you put anything about pricing or, like, what is actually on your postcard? I think that would be something good for all of us to know.
Okay. We do a pretty nice postcard. A postcard on the front says Martial Arts Summer Camp. It's got animated-looking cartoon-type characters. They're not real children on the front side. It says Monday through Friday drop-off 7:30 to 9 a.m. Pick-up 5 to 6 p.m. No other camp offers these benefits. We do a couple things. We start off by offering a $100 discount or free registration in March and April. So we don't charge a registration fee if you enroll early. We also give an incentive of starting the program off at a discounted price. So we start off lower, and the closer we get to June, we raise our price every month. So the early adapters get a discount, so people enroll early. And they also, when you enroll in March and April, you don't pay the $100 registration fee. What we did was we also include on that front a part about our after-school program. So it talks about summer camp, but you also see after-school martial arts transportation provided. When you flip the card over, what I did was I put one of my students who's been at camp with a testimonial, which we found really powerful. I have lots of fun at UMAC summer camp. Each year I can't wait till it begins. I like the field trips, especially bowling and swimming. This is my fourth year at UMAC summer camp, and there's always something new to do and learn. Alexa Prisco, 9 years old. So that was really powerful. We haven't put prices in, but we're actually doing a summer camp card to really give us a boost for this last month, and it will be going out probably early next week, which will say summer camp, $99 per week. Registration one day only, June 9th, from 11 to 1 p.m. So there's a lot of urgency. Accepting 20 new members only. Call now. Mm-hmm. $99 price, only good with registration in UMAC after-school program, transportation provided from your child's school to our location. So this was the one time we put the price in, and it was to actually really attract people who were interested in our after-school program. Did that answer your question?
Yes. Yeah, it sure did. And you know, one of the things that I heard you say towards the beginning of that answer that caught my attention that I think a lot of people don't do, and maybe it would be something great for everyone to try, is that you actually put your camp hours on the front of that postcard because, you know, right away, as a parent, if my kid's got to go to summer camp and I work early in the morning, my first question is, oh, I've got to call these camps and find out, you know, what their hours are, if they have early pickup, late, you know, early drop-off. And that just answered that question by getting that postcard. So I like that. I think it narrows it down to more qualified leads just right there.
You know, one of the things that we found, too, a lot of people have bad taste about direct mail, and I used to. What we found, I just got a call yesterday, and a man called and enrolled his daughter in a four-week program in our summer camp. And he said, I got three or four of these postcards. And that's a really important thing to look at. people do not react to the first card most of the time. You'll get about a 1 to 3% return on the first card, but the more you send out, the higher percentage it goes up. I remember listening to an interview with one of the marketing mavens from who's been on the Martial Arts Success magazine, and he said he sent out a direct mail piece on a set of videotape or DVDs that he put out for $5,000, and the first one he got no response, and the second one he got 20% response. So I highly recommend that you do these mailings at least once a month to get people to respond to it. You know, and the payoff is going to be pretty substantial when you think about it. I mean, most people are telling me that their summers are slow. I actually know a martial arts school in our area that closes July and August. And if you enroll 20 people at $250 a week, that's $5,000 income per week. If you run a 10-week program, that's $50,000. If you had 50 people in the program, that's $12,500 a week. That's $125,000 for the summer. I don't think that's bad income. I know some schools that don't make that in a year.
Right. Definitely. Does anybody else have a question? I know I have another, but I want to let you guys have a turn. Does anybody else have a question they'd like to ask? Okay, well, another question I thought that I know that I've gotten in the past and it might be good to know is I know you said you're charging $250 a week for your camp, and they're doing these different field trips. You know, are the field trips included in the $250, or do they need to pay extra for those?
We include the field trips unless – sometimes we run, like, a really special field trip. We bring them to, like, a what's the name of the place? It's like the fun zone. If we go there, then we ask the parents to pay for it. We give them plenty of advance notice, but we do incorporate the field trips into the price. Once again, I think that you need to check your market. We're actually the least expensive camp in the area. And if the child is at our camp for almost 10 hours, and at that price, it's about $2 an hour for him to be here. So I think it's really affordable, but I would also check what the local camps are charging in your area. Well, if anybody wants to contact me, they can email me at taekwon@warwick.net, taekwon@warwick.net. I look at my email quite often, and I will respond. If you didn't want to ask a question now, I'd be more than welcome to look at your questions and try to answer them the best I can. I hope everybody got a lot of benefit from it, and I appreciate you dialing in. And once again, if you have any questions, please contact me.